Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Josh, and Grace is sadly not here with me this week. She was feeling a little under the weather. So because of that, and also because we've just had a crazy week doing a million other things, we're going to be doing a classic replay this week. And for those of you that don't know, that's where we go back in our catalog and find an episode that we really loved and give it a little more time in the light. But before we do that, we want to do some current ratings and reviews, make sure all the new Science Pals get their shout-outs that they deserve. And actually, this week I'm looking at the back end of Spotify again. All the amazing responses to the Q&A there, it's always so cool to see that. And we actually have one coming in from Kendall, and this was on the Pangea episode that we did recently. And they said, I'm on the most recent episode. It was fun listening to you guys slowly changing the podcast over time. Now I'm sad that I'll have to wait for a new episode to come out, OGRT. Kendall, thank you so much. I'm glad you guys are liking the changing podcast. We've definitely kind of adapted it. We're testing out new things, different flow, different structure. So please just keep letting us know if you're enjoying it. And we're obviously going to keep tweaking things here and there. And then one more from Spotify. This is coming from Movie Geek. And they said, OMG, y'all always have the best titles. I had to read this one a few times to get it. They left this on the most recent episode, which was about firearms and body armor. And I have to say, I was quite proud of that title. I named it Milking Spider Goats to Create Body Armor. And then they also went on to say, can you do an episode on why some people are academically gifted? I think that is a great idea. And we will definitely add that to the list for a future episode. So thank you, Movie Geek. Thank you, Kendall, for responding on Spotify. We're definitely checking those. We're checking YouTube comments. We're checking the Apple Podcast ratings and reviews. And also, you can email us at randomtheorypod if you have an idea. And we are checking all of those. And we will hopefully get to all of your responses soon. With that all being said, I think it's time we go back in time a little bit for our replay episode, which is, does glue really come with animals? It's a really funny episode. Grace and I are children. It's just, you know how we are. There's some very interesting facts about Elmer's Glue and their mascot. Did you know Elmer's Glue had a mascot? I did not. It's very shocking and hilarious. So please enjoy this week's replay episode right after this break. All right, we're back. Let's get into some glue.
Glues are one of the oldest materials that were made by our prehistoric ancestors. Single component materials such as
birch bark tar. Birch bark tar.
Some birch bark tar, please.
Why does that sound like an old-timey drink, like at a saloon?
It really does. Can I get the birch bark tar? It sounds like something I scrape off the bottom of my shoes when I come in the house from walking around New York. So basically, they found birch bark tar that's 200,000 years old.
Okay.
And by 70,000 AD, our ancestors started mixing glues that consist from several components, with some of them needing to actually be heated by fire, which is crazy.
So the birch bark tar was a prehistoric type of glue.
So tar was created by piling up pine logs and burning them until hot oil seeped out from a spout. As millennia and centuries went by, we learned how to create adhesive. So glues are part of the adhesive family and have origins in natural materials like we just talked about. And they could withstand larger forces and survive more in the open environment and have many useful properties. So, for example, the lamination of wooden objects. The earliest example of natural glue comes from the discovery of our ancestors, and it is the protein collagen, which, you know, everyone is all about the collagen supplements, that can be extracted from animal parts such as bones, skin, hides, hooves, and other connective tissues.
Collagen.
And now we just have that stuff bottled up, ready to go. I wonder if we can make our own glue out of collagen.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know, when you, okay, have you ever done the thing like you cook your turkey on Thanksgiving and then you boil the bones or whatever to
make the best broth in the world?
Yeah. But then if you do it for long enough, it gets kind of like chunky, the water and stuff. Yeah. I mean, that is the collagen.
Yeah.
So, because I was like trying to think, like, it's that never-ending question when we talk about past discoveries of like, how did they even think to do?
Someone let it boil a little too long, and that's how they discovered glue.
They boiled some bones a little too long, and their pot turned to glue, and they were like, "Whoa, okay."
So, other natural sources of the protein glues were blood of animals and milk solids. So fish, their heads, bones, skins, air bladders can also be excellent sources of glue material. And today, three main classes of animal parts are responsible for the creation of high-quality glues. That's bones, fish, and hide. And plants can also be a source of many rubbery glue materials.
Interesting.
It is. So now let's get into the history of like glue and Elmer's glue and all that good stuff. Now that we know like what the base of it is.
Yeah.
So the earliest evidence of glue was found in the cave painting of Neanderthals in Lascaux, France.
I have no idea how that's pronounced.
I said it with confidence, and I'm going to keep going with
it. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have even said anything. You were confident on it. That's fine.
So these ancient artists wanted their art to last for a substantial period of time. And to achieve this, they came up with indigenous methods of mixing glue with paint so that the cave paintings would be resistant to the moisture on the cave walls.
Oh, wow.
I know. Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah.
So another area where glue is famously used is furniture making, obviously.
Sure.
And although there are plenty of techniques to fasten pieces of furniture together, glue is most commonly used as the permanent binding element. Almost all great cabinet makers from the 16th century to the late 19th century used glue in their furniture construction.
Yeah, it's interesting. Wood glue, to me, it feels like it's a little magic. Like it's a little bit magic. I'm not sure how it quite works and why it's selective to wood, but I don't question it.
It doesn't like anything else but wood.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a reason. I don't think we're getting into that in this podcast. We're not talking about
wood glue.
We're not.
Because then we would have had to talk about super glue and hot glue.
There's too many glues.
All the glues.
Many glues.
We're focusing on like glue. You know what glue I'm talking about when I say that? Like the classic Elmer's glue.
The classic, like little kid in school eating some Elmer's glue, that glue.
Elmer's glue rolls up on the scene in 1932.
Real quick, when you were in elementary school, did you the thing where you like you put some glue down?
I'm so scared about where we're about to go with this. What did your farm town do?
Nothing. Okay, nothing here. This is not... I didn't even eat any glue, okay? I was not that kid. I want that out there into the world.
I don't think I ate glue ever either. Maybe I tasted it just because I was curious, but that's just who I am as a person.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't maybe taste it at least once.
You weren't a glue eater, though. Okay,
I wasn't a consistent, but did you do the thing where you would like put it out on your desk like a blob and then hard it?
Absolutely.
And then you'd just peel it off?
Yeah, you'd wait all day for that sucker to harden.
Yeah, and then it was so satisfying just getting in there and peeling it off.
So 1932, Elmer's All Glue was first made by Borden, America's leading food and beverage manufacturing company.
Well, no wonder people were eating it.
Yeah, right? They were confused.
They were like, well, this came from the same place that made my drink. I have to try it.
So with the advent of synthetic and plant-derived glue in the commercial industries, the animal glue started disappearing from factories. As there are now strict laws and regulations about protecting animals, no living animals can be used for such commercial purposes. However, the proteins from milk and other extracts are still being used in preparing animal glues for specific purposes.
Okay. So it's not as common now.
No.
But it is occasionally still
happening.
Yeah. So did you know that the cow on Elmer's glue had a name?
Until I saw the logo again right here on my computer, I forgot that there was even a cow on it. So
the manufacturer, Elmer's Products, still features Elsie the cow in their logo.
Elsie?
Its name's Elsie.
Okay.
What a great name for a cow. Elsie, the Elmer's glue cow.
Wow.
Now, anytime you look at your glue bottle, you're just going to think of Elsie.
Elsie the cow.
Elsie the cow that gave her life for your glue.
She laid down for that glue.
She stuck to everything now.
Man, if that's not like you're that kid. I mean, I don't know how many elementary school age kids we've got listening. There's a few.
Oh, no, there are.
But there you go. There's your fact.
Ooh, okay, so let's talk about how glue is made now.
Okay, the meat. We got get into it.
The meat, not the meat.
The bones. It's the bones.
Not the bones. Okay, so here's the process of manufacturing glue. So factories collect animal parts from slaughterhouses, tanneries, and meat packaging companies, including remains such as the scraps of the hide or skin, tendons, bones, feet, ears, tails, fish heads, scales, and skin. It's a dirty job. It's quite literally a dirty job.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So all those parts are washed, the dirt is removed, and everything is soaked, and the parts are then softened. And these softened and clean materials are known as stock.
Stock.
You know, like bone stock, chicken stock, all that stock.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Then all hides and materials are put through a series of water baths that have more and more lime in them. So the concentration of lime keeps increasing. This makes material swell and break down. Then everything is rinsed in large washing machines and the lime is completely eliminated. And any final traces of the lime are removed with the help of acetic acid or hydrochloric acid.
So the lime in it is just helping it break down. That's what it's doing there. Yeah.
Yeah. What is lime?
It's a calcium containing inorganic material composed primarily of oxides and hydroxides.
Oh. So by boiling the bones or whatever it may be in a pot of quicklime, the flesh and the fat become easier to remove from the bones, which makes sense because they want to get all that stuff off while keeping the bones there.
Yeah.
Because they need the bones.
Yeah.
And then they neutralize it with the acetic acid and hydrochloric acid. Makes sense. So the stock is then put into... God, that was so dark. We just got
that was really... Was very dark. That was... Okay. Maybe ruining glue for me. I'm not sure yet.
I don't know. My child one day is going to be like, Mommy, I need to go buy Elmer's glue. And I'm going to be like, that's a dark history, baby.
Yeah. Be like, sit down. Let me tell you about Elsie the cow.
Elsie the cow. So the stock is put into boiling hot water and stirred. And this process is known as cooking the glue. So the cooking process is either done in open tanks or pressured autoclaves until the moment when collagen protein is released from the structure of the meat and breaks down into its glue form.
Okay. Yeah.
So after several heat treatments, all with increasing temperature as they go through, the glue material is collected. And if the temperature or timing is inaccurate, the glue will not come out at industry standard quality. So after the cooking process is performed 3 or 4 times with the increasing temperature or pressure with every successful step, the resultant liquid is referred to as glue liqueur.
Glue liqueur.
And this cold glue material resembles a jelly, but it cannot be used just yet. The impurities must be extracted because no one needs floating cow hoof in their glue.
That's some natural glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is performed by both obviously mechanical methods and then also by chemicals such as using alum and acids. And then for the mechanical, they basically pass the heated glue fluid through mechanical filters and paper filters and ground bones, actually.
Ground bones.
Yeah, why are we grinding bones?
Why not at this point?
So finally, the extracted color of the glue is imprinted by adding additives to the mix. So most common glue colors are brown, clear, white. And then to get white, you obviously use a zinc oxide, which produces a white color. We've used it plenty of times on the channel.
Mm,
You can use white phosphoric acid, alum, and sulfurous bases, which are used for other colors.
I wonder what like marketing research has gone into that of like, do people, because, you know, obviously whatever the color is before they add that zinc oxide would be like the natural color.
Yeah.
And it's like, has there been marketing research that people won't buy it in that color? Like they have to add.
That's actually a really good question. I don't think that's ever bothered me, but I think because like, I don't know if your classroom did this, but like my classroom, everyone just brought a glue bottle or brought glue bottles and then we would just like use them throughout the year.
Oh, it was and bring like your some, own,
yeah, but like we didn't, yeah, you didn't label it though. It was just like everyone donated one to the classroom, if that makes sense.
BYOG.
Bring your own glue. But then we would like basically just all use them. And I would literally take the white ones out of people's hands.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just because I was like, it was just more aesthetically pleasing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's just kind of what we've been programmed to think, right? Is like glue is this color.
Yes. But it's not. The brown is more correct. Yeah. And so is the clear.
I would assume like clearish, milky brown. Clear brown is the natural color.
It's honestly kind of crazy. Did you ever have like, you probably didn't have this, I had like sparkly glue. Yeah, it was like Elmer's glue with like sparkles in it and glitter.
Okay. You know, I can't say
for what reason I needed that. I cannot tell you, because I was literally gluing pieces of paper together with sparkly glue, but I guess that's the magic that's inside. So
you know, around these parts, we mixed our own glitter into the glue if we needed glitter glue. So
that's awesome.
We didn't have any of that fancy pre-mixed glitter glue.
After coloring, the glue is still a very weak liquid that needs to be hardened. So extraction of the water from the mix is done in several ways: by drying, chilling, or dropped as beads into non-water-bearing liquor that slowly extracts water from the glue.
Oh, interesting.
So the entire process of glue manufacturing has to be monitored very closely, with sensors controlling the temperature, the timing, extraction of impurities, safety measures, decontamination, and more. Bone glues have a slightly different process of production. The bones are degreased in a solvent and then mixed with hydrochloric acid that removes large amounts of minerals and calcium phosphate, leaving only collagen behind.
Wow. Okay.
So glue is really just made out of collagen.
Yeah, basically, right? Like it's just getting collagen from different sources, but at the end of the day, it's just collagen.
So the packing is done with special machines, and the glues made from animal parts don't actually have a very long shelf life. It's kind of like right at a year for most of them.
Oh, wow.
So in case you're like, what is this collagen thing that you guys are talking about? Collagen is the most abundant protein in the body. And like the name implies, this type of tissue connects other tissues and its major components of bone, skin, muscles, tendons, and cartilage.
So it's basically the glue of the body.
It very much is the glue of the body, if you will. Yeah. That was very good, Josh. Look at you.
Look at me.
And your collagen actually starts to stop being produced in your body at the age of like 23, I think.
Oh, wow.
And then from there, you're just slowly losing collagen.
You're just falling apart.
So if you want to produce school grade glue, zinc oxide is added. And at this point, the glue is a very weak and runny liquid. Its concentration is increased by placing it in a vacuum evaporator and dried via several methods. The glue can be chilled into either sheets or blocks and then suspended on nets to dry and become even more concentrated. After that, they are poured into different tube containers and sticks for commercial use. And the glues have played an essential role in history and will play a pivotal role in the future.
So that was talking about like a glue stick.
Yeah.
The classic glue stick that you like twist up. I always hated glue sticks. I don't know why. They just never seem to work.
They're the worst. Some of them are drier than others. Some of them are just like dry out. A kid forgets to put the cap on. He ruins a whole glue stick for everyone. Oh, glue sticks are awful.
9 times out of 10, you open up a glue stick and it's dried out. Or it's just you know, it's not working.
So gross. I don't like glue sticks.
Yeah.
That's glue.
Glue.
So to answer your question, Creature 11, it is technically made from horse hooves and bones.
Animal parts.
Animal parts. But a lot of people are going more plant-based now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like there is a move being made to shift it to more plant-based situation, which I think is great. Like if they can create a product that's just as good.
Yeah, but if the cow's already dead, just, you know, turn LC into something else.
I mean, you have a point. Like if a cow is already...
Am I being insensitive?
I feel like you're just being practical, you know?
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to already kill it, you might as well use all of it.
I agree with that, because otherwise then it's just parts are going to waste.
That was glue.
That was glue.
If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you give us a rating and review. It helps us more than you know. You know, we're trying to take this podcast to big places for our science pals and for this awesome community. So
yeah,
if you made it to this point in the podcast, please, 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 please give us a rating. You don't have to leave a review if you don't want to. Just a rating. It is so helpful. It boosts the podcast. And we really want to do something big with it this year for you, our science family, and our science pals, because you guys make us better and more awesome individuals, and you arm us with awesome knowledge. So if you like the podcast, leave a review, leave a rating, send us an email at
randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
And we love hearing from you guys. Like,
yeah,
we have so many emails. It's absolutely awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I will add to what Grace said about, you know, we want to take this podcast to better places, but also we just like hearing from you science pals out there, the listeners. You know, it blows my mind to hear, you know, from whoever it may be, Creature 11 or Sarah Talkington, of like, you people are listening to Grace and I ramble about birch bark tar. And, you know, hopefully learning something. But yeah, so we just like to know that people are out there learning something, and we want to hear what you have or what you want to learn and what you're taking away from it. So yes, please drop a rating review, send us an email if that's your thing, and we'll probably read it here on a future episode.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for this week.
Yeah, I think so. I was gonna ask if you wanted to go eat some glue, but. Probably shouldn't.
No, now that I know it's horse hooves, I think I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, science pals, that is all for this week. We'll see you next week, and we can't wait to learn something new right alongside you. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.